A time ago, eventually you need stick to support yourself. Now die, you die. Why? Because the edge of that tree, from that day, death set in our members. So, it's not contradiction. That day, they die. Okay? Yes? This should be the last ones. Our time is up.
Our first day of every week is asked for Monday. And the last day you have to be on.
You mean working day?
Yes.
You mean the first working day?
Yes.
Okay.
So, pray like that Christ attestation, God attestation, rested on the sixth day. Then,
Sabbath happens to be on Saturday. So, and in Israel, they still worship on Saturday.
And here, and then already, they are from Israel, are supposed to worship on Sunday.
We want to know why we worship on Sunday.
And
why the Jews
worship.
I think that was the same question that Apostle Paul was asked by the Colossians. Open your Bible. Chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17, I think.
So let no one judge you in food or drink.
He said, let no one judge you. That is because you know in the law there were certain drinks you cannot drink, there were certain food you cannot eat, there are certain meat you cannot eat, there are certain days for celebration, days to be kept holy. That was the Sabbath day. So if you see yourself drinking, let nobody judge you in it. That's what they say. Read it again from verse 16. Read it again.
So let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding a festival.
Wait. Can you give him King James version, please? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Let no one therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of any holy day. Or of the new moon, of the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come.
Yes.
Where the body is of Christ.
So, from that scripture, our Apostle Paul is telling us now there's nothing like Sabbath. He said it is a shadow of things to come. The whole of Old Testament was a shadow, foreshadowing something that was coming ahead. It was speaking about Christ and his church. So that's why Christ came to fulfill the law. Rest was on a certain day of the week. But Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Letting us know that rest is not on a day, but rest is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So I think that has answered it. God bless you. And please, listen, let me quickly add that Sunday is not a holy day. Sunday is not a day of worship. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Every day of the week is a day of worship. It's a holy day before a Christian. So you have to know it so that you don't wait and be a Christian only on Sunday. And there is no commandment that we should gather on Sunday. So the only commandment that replaced the Jewish Sabbath was what? Christ Jesus. Say he came to fulfill the law. That's why Apostle Paul made this statement. Romans chapter 10. Open it. Read read it from verse 1. Romans chapter 10.
Romans 10 says,
yes.
My heart is a prayer to God.
Yes.
For Israel is.
Yes.
That they might be saved.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2 says,
uh-huh.
I get them record.
Uh-huh.
They have a zeal of God.
They have a zeal of God. Uh-huh.
But not according to
that zeal is not according to knowledge. No revelation. Zealously working for God. Zealously. Because if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They were still busy worshiping in temple when Christ came and said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. Letting them know that God was no more in their temple there. God has left there and has come into a man. And declared a man to be his dwelling place. You see? If they had known who Jesus Christ was, they would not have killed him. So, they didn't know who he was. They didn't know that all that law had been fulfilled in him. He came to fulfill the law. Read the next verse. Yes.
They being ignorant of God's righteousness.
They being ignorant of God's righteousness. Did what?
God's righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
They being ignorant of God's righteousness. They refuse to submit themselves to the true righteousness. So they are still busy holding on to Moses, 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 Moses. When Moses himself told them in Deuteronomy 18 that the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me, and he was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. God had left Moses and was now with Jesus, and he was still holding on to yesterday's manna. I hope you know that the Bible, when the manna that came, the law says that you don't let it slip over. You don't eat yesterday's manna today. If you leave the manna to the next day, what will happen? It will be corrupted. It will be rotten. And that manna, Jesus Christ said, I am the true bread from heaven. That manna they were eating, he said, they all ate it and all of them are dead. But this is the true bread from heaven. That a man live, eat, and you will not die. You will live forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. Let me hear the next person. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Before now, you know the truth. You knew the truth, but you had no church you were worshipping. So your truth kept you at home. I want to understand the statement. Talk so that they can hear you. Talk with the microphone. Talk like a man. Talk like a man. Now so many of us, that's where we come. The message that they pass prophecy. Clap your hands now. They didn't catch up. You know one time again. Amen. Genesis, verse what? Okay, Genesis 1:28. Or do you mean 1:26? 28, okay. Give somebody the microphone.
Praise the Lord. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
As for, like you were saying, that's this power. The fruit Adam and Eve was the fruit of.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Was the fruit of.
Was sex. Yes.
So, and that is saying that when you were the fruitful, how would they be fruitful? The fruitful, right, and again, what's good? How would they be fruitful?
Hallelujah. No, it's an important question to him. What we teach here is not intended to confuse anybody. That's the reason why we give time for people to ask questions. Because we know we say things that you don't hear in your churches. So we give room for questions. Now, the truth is, God told them to be fruitful, and that commandment is still on even now. And that's why he gave Adam and Eve the reproductive organs. They are meant for reproduction. But then, there is time for everything. Just the same commission that he gave man is the same commission that he gave to the animals. The animals have been fruitful and they are multiplying. But there is a season for every animal, and when the season comes, it is not even the man that determines that we know, it is the female that we know. And when it is time for procreation, certain law will be ignited in the body of the female, as it is with animals, so it's supposed to be with the male. And at that time, the woman will come near to the man for that purpose. It's a natural thing. Nobody will remind the woman. Nobody reminds the female dog. And unless that time comes, no other animal, female animal, will allow the male animal to come on her. It is only the human beings. Why? Because it was introduced to them for pleasure. That's the reason why, when God wanted to curse the woman, he caused her conception and multiplied her conception and increased her sorrows. Every animal, when bringing forth the young, has some little pains. But the human being, the woman own, is higher than all other animals. She will cry tired. They call it labor. You have to labor. They call it labor room. But an animal does not enter a labor room. And so, maybe the woman will have had only one chance for conception in a year, but now she has 12 chances for conception in a year. He multiplied her conception. So every month. So that is what happened. It was sex for pleasure. And the Bible says a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead. Why she liveth? It was sex for pleasure. And until now, it is only human beings that engage in sex for pleasure. When a young boy who has no accommodation, he has no work, no salary, if they still go to school, begins to go meet a girl and say, "I love you, I love you." Does he love her? What does he want? Pleasure. He inherited it from the serpent. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let me show you another scripture. Open John chapter 8. I think that verse is verse 43 or so. Let me confirm. Somebody will help read for him, because people they help read for him. Hallelujah. Okay, if you don't see it, I will read it. I will read it. Amen. See the discussion that he was saying that from verse 37. From verse 37. John 8 from verse 37. I know that ye are Abraham's seed. Jesus was telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Now verse 41, see where I'm going. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Did you get the discussion there? He said, you did the deeds of your father. Because they want to kill him. Cain was the one that killed Abel. So they knew which story he was referring to. Then quickly they said, we be not born of fornication. Because Cain is a product of fornication between the serpent and Eve. They said, no, they came from God. Because the Bible mentioned about Seth being the son of Adam, being the son of God. That's how lineage is. They came, they didn't say came, the son of God. Praise the Lord. You have to understand that it was fornication. And remember that when Eve was formed and brought before Adam, Adam was the one naming every creature. What did he name her? He said, now, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called who? Woman. Amen. But after the curse, after Cain was born, what Adam changed the name of Eve to, of the woman, changed it from woman to who? To Eve. And Eve means what? Mother of all living. She was the mother of both the serpent seed and his own seed. That's why she became Eve. But there's nowhere mentioned that Adam was the father of all living, because he's not the father of all living. Praise God. You can't fault that revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, any other question? Yes. I have only 5 minutes more. I'm supposed to stop my one. Hallelujah. So what's your question?
My question is, you already did what
praise God. You have not asked your question. Ask your question. Why?
Because
amen. What's your question now? Why did God allow it to happen? So this man won't take us go another place. So I should go on. I should go on. Okay. I'll be very brief. Let me just summarize it. You know, in the book of Revelation, there was a song that was sung before the Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. He said, that song said, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and we are created. The Bible tells us that God counsels with no man, but he counsels with himself. Because there is no greater than him in wisdom. So he counsels with himself. And he created us for his own pleasure. I quickly want you to note something, that this earth that we are living in, even science has proved it, is millions of years old. Millions of years old. You see, when the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, that beginning is years, millions of years. Then verse 2 says, and the world was without form. The earth was without form. So it means something happened that made the earth to be without form. There was something that happened. And God was coming back again to restore the earth. And then, because when you hear, go and be fruitful, multiply and replenish, an English word, replenish, it means there was something there before, it is no more, put it back, that is replenish. Praise the Lord. So when he said, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth, it means something happened that got this world, he wiped it off. He was starting again. Then the sixth day creation, and those 6 days was not 24 hours day. Okay, let me not go into that. Church, he then began to create man. Man was not on earth here before. Man is only on earth here for the past 6,000 years plus. That's the history of man. From the Garden of Eden until now. So, you have to understand. Amen. I want to compress this thing. Now, the Bible tells us something. Amen. Like you say, God is all-knowing. Also, let me also let you know something. That God, let's go back to the beginning. There was a time that God was not God. Elohim. He was just self-existing. He was a spirit that was self-existing, but he was not yet God at the time. Why? God is an English word for anything that is an object of worship. Any object of worship is called God. That's why every God has a name. But in that Elohim, that self-existing one, there are attributes. Inside of him, he has his attributes. That is why when in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, there is something about us that shows who God is. He is a creator. That's why man invents things. We create things. You see? All this scientific invention is an attribute inside of us. And so many other attributes that are inside of us. God, inside of him, there are attributes, major ones we can point out, like if there's something that desires to be worshipped. Something, an attribute of the Savior in him. But he cannot manifest the attribute of a God unless he has something that is worshipping him. That is why he created the angels. Angels are created to worship God. It is only after angels were created that he became God. And that's why he says, beside him there is no other God. It's the only object of worship. And his glory will not share with anybody. Now, this same God again has the attributes of a father. And for him to manifest the attribute of a father, he has to have children. That's why he created Adam and Eve as his children. Put a spirit there. So they were relating with him in a father-son relationship, different from the type of relationship that angels have with him. Angels were servants, but Adam was a son. And Eve. Inside of him, there is the attribute of a savior. And you cannot be a savior until something is lost. To be able to fulfill that attribute, he created, hallelujah, he created a serpent. Close enough that he knew, I know that Satan will want to pervert anything I have. So, that was why, in his foreknowledge, he knew that serpent will be used by Satan to do what he did, and his children will be lost. Then the attribute of the Savior will be quickened, will manifest. So it is all him doing it for his own pleasure. He is also a consuming fire. He's a God of judgment. Apostle Paul says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. That's why he said, Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men so that you don't fall into his hands. Praise the Lord. It is still fortress to exhibit his attributes that he sent Moses to Pharaoh. He will say, Pharaoh, let my people go. Then in the night, he goes again. We go to Pharaoh and harden his heart. Why? So that by hardening his heart, he will refuse the people to go. Then he goes, will come and show them that there is a God that can turn water to blood. That is the God we serve. Praise the Lord. And he called Pharaoh his servant. Amen. That is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me not go too far. I think I've answered your question. I shouldn't say any more because it won't take me too far. That will take me to John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And that word there is Logos. In the beginning was a thought. That thought was with God. Which thought? The thought thought, knowing that if I create Adam and Eve, serpent will make them to fall. He knew before he even created them. And so before he created, let him listen to me. Let him listen to me. I'm still talking, I'm still answering his question. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Listen, because this is important, if I just drop this point. It's very important. So many people don't even know the story of salvation, the mystery of salvation. They don't carry Bible, they go to church and know nothing about it. You need to know it so that you rejoice that you are a Christian today. Not because you deserve it. That's what I want to explain quickly. That he, God, he knew in the beginning that serpent, if he created Adam and Eve, he looked ahead, he saw them falling. And he saw them falling by serpent tempting them like that. And saw the law in operation, the law that the soul that sinner shall die. And he saw the hell that was created for Satan, Lucifer, and those demons, those his angels. He created it for them. He saw his all the children of Adam and Eve all going to hell like that. But while going there, before he created Adam and Eve, he was seeing them all. He now saw them. But while they were going, he saw two groups of people going to hell. One group he saw, if I reveal myself to them, they will believe. But there's another group, no matter how I preach to them, they will never believe. And his mercy now came down. Will I allow those, if I'm given opportunity, they will believe me? Will I allow them to go with these serpent seeds to hell? No. Therefore, in the beginning was a thought. The thought of how he will save that group. And he saw them one by one. He saw my name there. Who again? Who again? Anybody there? That side? Anybody that side? Nobody here? Where did they go? Did he see you? Did he see you? He saw me there. Before he created Adam and Eve, he saw me going to hell. He saw me, he said, if I can just knock down this one, send it to prison, reveal myself to him, he will believe. He took my name and wrote it in the book of life. That is where the book of life was written. When was it written? When the beginning, foundation of the world, that's what the Bible says. That is why I say, any pastor that say somebody has given his life to Christ, say, Father, write his name in the book of life. That pastor does not know the book of life. The book of life was written before Adam and Eve were created. How? By foreknowledge. In the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. And that thought was how he will send Jesus Christ to go and be the propitiation for our sins. He will go for the atonement. In the beginning was that thought. And that thought of how he will save his own, that he has their names written in the book of life, how he will save them using the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was that thought. And that thought was with God. And that thought was God. And that thought became flesh in the womb of a woman, Mary. That produced Jesus. And as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That is why he allowed the serpent. He didn't stop the serpent from tempting his children. He was entering a game where God's clay is the potter. He's the one molding us the way he wants to. God bless you. Thank you. The last two now. Some people are tired. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. How you die does not matter to God. Do you understand what I mean? Whether whether you die by the hand of a witch, you die by accident, or you even commit suicide. How you die, God does not matter how you die. But God is concerned how you live your life on earth before your death. So don't bother yourself about how you die. But bother yourself how you live your life before you die. Thank you. Go ahead. Yes. Can that microphone be louder? Yes. Interesting question. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The problem that Satan has is the same problem that Cain had. Cain offered a sacrifice like Abel offered. Abel's own was accepted. Cain's own was rejected and he was angry. God came to Cain. Why are you angry? If you do what your brother did, you ought to be accepted. But he was defiant. He refused to do the right thing. Church, the mercy of God is expressed in Isaiah 53, verse 1. He said, who will believe our report? He said, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You see, he came to Israel to show his mercy through Jesus Christ. What happened? They rejected him. That's why they suffered what they have been suffering till today. They rejected it. Satan, there's only one thing that can make you benefit from God's mercy: if you repent, if you ask for forgiveness. Satan has not done so till today. So what do you want God to do? Praise God. He said he's doing more and more evil. Instead of repenting. And everyone with that same spirit today on earth is the same thing. They refuse to repent. But they are very religious. I hope you know Satan is very religious. They go to church but refuse to repent. They come to Bride Assembly here, but they refuse to repent. They go for water baptism, but they refuse to repent. No matter how you preach here, this sister was preaching now, those who are guilty, they were laughing at her. It's the same spirit. They are having opportunity now. They don't know that God is using a pretty girl like that to judge the rest. They didn't see it. They didn't know that God is only using it for a memorial. Because one day, somebody, God will be reminded about, will remind you about what happened. So it's the same spirit that that devil has, that is upon the children. The Bible calls it the children of disobedience. Praise God. So it's there. There's nothing in them to repent. They look at God like some mate somewhere. The mercy of God is on now. That's why in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, behold, that is the last mercy God has given to the whole world. Behold, I sent my servant Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the father to the children, the heart of the children to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. There are 2 days. There is the great day of the Lord, and there is the dreadful day of the Lord. The great day of the Lord is the day that we are still in now, the day of redemption, the day for salvation. We are the mercy of God is still on now. But how many people are entering? One of these days, he will stand up on the mercy seat. There will be no more mercy. He will turn to the Jews and give them their mercy. There will be no more salvation for the Gentiles. It is then some people will wake up and know that they were playing with the eternal destination. But it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I have answered your question. Church, can we clap our hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. He said, please, Pastor, please, how do I weigh off the pressure coming from my family to become a full Catholic member without being rude to anybody? Chibo, how do you do it? Praise the Lord. Now, when we are dealing with our parents, we have to be very, very careful. Amen. You have to be very, very careful. Hallelujah. The ticket for you to go in the rapture, which is all our expectation now, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is what your mother and father can never stop you from having. Once you have received the Holy Ghost, it's a matter of time. And then secondly, how long will you live with your parents anyway? You can only suffer that as long as you remain dependent upon them. But certainly after some time, you are going to leave your father and your mother and be independent, both spiritually and what else. Though, unfortunately, there are some evil men here that are married with children, but their papa and mama is still deciding where they should go and worship. And any man that falls under that condition, you are not a man, John. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the type that they tell you you have to live with your wife at home. If they tell you, before you buy cloth for her, you will ask your mama, mama, I want to go buy cloth for my wife. Should I? Then she will ask you, how much will the cloth? It's 15,000. Ha! You are spoiling her. Then you say, I don't disobey my mother. Anything my mother say, make her do. Your mama is a witch. If your mama not be witch, she cannot control you to that level. So go for deliverance. Please, daddy, another person. Why is it that our church does not have any other branch in case of the member traveling out of Lagos State? And whereas we learned in the Bible that the disciples of Christ were scattered to different places for the sake of the gospel to be preached after the death of Christ. Now when you talk of branch, you are coming here with a denominational hangover. The denominational hangover that believe in branches. Denominations have a headquarters at Ijesha, and then branches all over the world. Now, the church of Jesus Christ is not run that way. That's why we are not a denomination. Praise God. Now, this message that we preach is in almost every city in Nigeria. Almost every local government headquarters in Nigeria. Almost everywhere. So what you should pray is that you will locate them. And locate the right ones too. Because there are false people holding this entire message. But if you leave this church, you cannot be deceived. Because we have grounded you properly here on how to identify a true church. Praise the Lord. So it is not building an empire. No. Everywhere. So wherever you are traveling to, you let us know. You let us know. and then we will give you the address of whichever church or pastor that is near you there. Those of you going to Abuja, we have them in Abuja, we'll give you address. If you are going to Enugu, you are going anywhere, they are there, they are there. But they will not all be preaching like Pastor Moses preaches. They will not all, some of them don't have the grace we have here with so many ministers and prophets and things like that. Praise the Lord. But it's okay. Remember that the body of Christ, if it is a healthy body, then if we are supposed to be one, if God blesses us here with gifts, then other churches can be inviting us. We'll be going there. That's how it's supposed to be. But some of them, out of jealousy, they even tell their members not to come here. Though then they sneak come. As today here now, some of them, if you don't sneak come now, you know, these church two people, let me see their faces. They hide from back there. You are Nicodemus. You know what is here is real. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know what is here is real. Where's our daddy from Enugu? Oh, now you. Tell them now. Tell them your experience. He has been in this entire message for 17 years. Your hands now.
I saw the scripture in action.
That's right.
I saw Thomas leadership. I saw what I love in action. And what's love.
Amen.
So and I'm here to be purified, to be energized, to be sanctified, to be healed. So that when I get back there, I will be a different man altogether. Because Jesus Christ, having gone and taught our disciples, they displayed the peace. They displayed Christ. The prophet, we are one of them, when he went to South Africa, about five beggars, loads of horses.
That's right.
The need that the man said that we are believing for Abraham, what is our own destiny? That all these things we are seeing is here. The five gold ministry is taking place. The five gold ministry is in action.
That's right.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, how fully identified with this assembly. And I'm believing God that I'm also appealing to this church that they are blessed. Having a God sent pastor, that's the best gift every member of this prophet. And we also, the pastor, will have the people of God that will have confidence in you. And when all these things are in place, the Spirit of God will be flowed. Everything in action. When there was one convention that I went to Ghana, that was in 1995. I saw the Spirit of God in action. God was manifesting himself. So when I came to Ghana, I was asking myself, even if I was when I was in Morocco, I was asking myself, what is happening in Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that God's spirit is not growing? At times, we have politicians now in the message. They are now backing us. So, can't, you know, they will tell you what you will do. this and that, even when somebody is living in error. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I don't want to waste your time.
Thank you very much.
I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have branches everywhere, church. We have branches everywhere. Churches and not branch, churches everywhere. Everywhere in Nigeria. In Lagos, here, I know, even in Ijesha, here. People who preach what we preach. I know up to 4 churches here in Ijesha alone. 4. But there are literally 2 groups, 20 people, 30 people, like that. They don't know why they don't go beyond that number. But we here, we will take over Lagos. You believe it? Clap your hands for the Lord now. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, church. Oluchi, please, Jerry, don't bring any question again to me. Anybody when you feel, stand up. Make it sit down. He said, Pastor, my question is about communion. Because I know that in my church, a woman on menstruation, don't take communion. Because they say that the woman is filthy and won't near the altar to take communion in order not to defile the sacred food. So can a woman in menstruation take communion? Hallelujah. That is the doctrine of man. Amen. There's nothing like that. I said there's nothing like that. Somebody one time wrote me a letter that why do we allow women in menstruation to come and come to the altar here, to kneel at the altar here. They are defiling the altar. And I said it's because you don't know what is the altar. If you know what is the true altar, you won't be looking at that one there. Where is the altar? Your heart! That's where the altar is. Praise the Lord. That place is a dedicated place, consecrated place for prayers. It is not the real altar. The real altar is your heart. That is where God meets with everybody. Praise the Lord. And then, I asked that day and I want to ask today again. How you take know who the demons is? So when we come for communion service, how will you know which woman the demons is? They write out your face. Amen. That's nonsense. Sister Ife, you are. The first question you said. You said something about denominational churches. Without them, how will this church come about? And if you don't have branches, how can people afar understand the truth? I think, I don't know. Maybe the question you are asking, without the denomination, how will this church come about? It's another way of asking, if serpent didn't tempt Eve, how would Jesus have gone to the cross of Calvary? Because this church came about because of the denominational system. This church is raised up to pull out the true children of God out of the denominational system. If not for the denominational system, there will have been no need for what we are preaching in this church. So I think you have to understand that. You say, how can people afar understand the truth? Afar, they will understand the truth by the spread of the gospel and the effort that all the true servants of God are making. We are on television, even on satellite, every day. Our evangelists go about every day on buses. We have tracts. So we make enough noise for every true child of God to respond. Praise God. Number 2, why do we have to remove our earrings while you are using a ring, are they not all jewelries? I think I've explained that before. Maybe you are new in this church. We never speak against jewelries. What we speak against is the earring according to the Bible, what earring signifies. And the wedding ring is not a jewelry, it is part of the wedding garment. It is a token that gives a sign that a man or woman is married. So when you see a young woman with a ring like this, you know that it belongs to somebody. Then you give way. And it is a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you give your life to Christ, He gives you that token of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When Satan sees you, he knows you belong to Jesus. So it is not a jewelry. Finally, am I correct? Please, where is it written that sinners will go to hellfire rather than die? Go to Revelation chapter 20 and chapter 21. You will see it there. Sister Ifeanyiwa, hellfire. Is it there? Finally, so the Bible made us to know that even if your sin is as dark as coal, and no see for Bible, shall let me say the right hand for Bible. He is just and able to forgive. The same Bible made us know that when you sin against the Holy Spirit, you can never be forgiven. Is there any difference between God and the Holy Spirit when you told us they are the same? I don't understand this question. If you want, anytime, come and see me. We will talk more. Church, can we stand up? Stand up now. Those of you who know why you hear Bible. If you have been blessed by these questions and answers, can you clap your hands for the Lord? There's a song we used to sing here almost every Sunday. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity. Be seen in. Hallelujah. Church, as you come, you ask your questions, you will have observed that every answer we give you, we try by all means to show you the answers from the Bible. We are not trying to make you feel that we know Bible. Nobody knows Bible. What we try to let you know is that the Bible is our reference point. That is what the entire message is all about. Come back and let this Bible be your bearing. Be your... Take a bearing from this scripture, your compass, from earth to glory. That's what we try to do. And certainly it looks like a joke, but one of these days the second stage of the rapture will strike, the seven thunders will strike, Revelation chapter 10 will be ignited, Jesus will stand up from the mercy seat, salvation will be over for the Gentiles, the rapture will strike. And church, you have come to the final bus stop for God's salvation. This entire message, I didn't say bride assembly. I mean what we are telling you. Don't joke with your salvation. Don't joke with your redemption. Take eternal destination seriously. One of these days, the rapture will strike. This is my earnest cry. Can we stand up? Oh, this is my earnest. Can we stand up? This is my earnest cry. If that is your prayer, sing it. Oh, give me the power. Everybody now, anointing. Say, say it. Give me the power. Oh, anointing. Oh, cover my head to do. Oh, give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord, I pray. Oh, anointing. If that is your prayer, pray. Say, say, say. One more time. Say, say. Say it again, say it again. Anointing. Oh, give me the power. Place your hand on your chest. I just want to stress this, that you are not here today by accident. The evidence is that whatever is your heart desire that brought you here today, the Lord will grant it to you. But remember that the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary was not just to heal us, to deliver us, to break curses. He went to the cross on Calvary that we might have eternal life. When you come here, you will receive answer to your prayer plus eternal life. You can't come this far. The mercy of God make you to locate a church like this and your soul will not be affected. Why I say you place your hand on your chest? Somebody's heart needs to be touched. I ask the Lord today that if I am preaching what Peter preached, what Paul preached, the Bible says, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came down. I told him when I preached this truth also, let the Holy Ghost come down. When the Holy Ghost comes down, He opens our eyes of understanding. May your eyes of understanding be opened tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, my God. Your children have had the word. How many, Lord, are you touching their soul today? After understanding the mystery of salvation, how many, Lord, have you decided today is their day? The greatest thing you can do to any human being is to cause him now, a church-going Christian, to have their eyes of understanding to be open. To see the move of God in this age. Let every evil hand that's covering your eyes of understanding be cut off tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. One spirit, Lord, we ask you to deal with tonight. It's the spirit of it doesn't matter. That will cause genuine children of God to live like tares. Genuine sons of Adam and daughters of Eve. To live like serpent seeds. Father, search everyone here. That their names are written in the book of life. And yet, they are still living a careless Christian life. Father, touch such a person in our midst in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Father, your word is truth. The Lord is set for a revival in this city of Lagos. It happened in Jerusalem in AD 33. The fire came on only 120 and the whole city of Jerusalem turned upside down. That same fire, Lord, we're expecting to fall on another group of people here that will turn the city of Lagos upside down. Father, let the fire fall. Father, let the fire fall. Father, let the fire fall. The type of fire that will clean up a young girl, clean up a young boy. Our fire is even here now. If you open your heart, your hand on your chest and be in the spirit. Father, confirm to me you answer my prayers. Grant my heart desire, Father, that the people will understand that you have sent to us a message. Let them not only see your anointing in this church, let them also see your word. Jesus, may you reign. May you reign. Everybody. Jesus, may you reign. May. Oh, yesterday. Oh, yes, you reign it. Oh, today, come on. Oh, I reign forever. Oh, yes, yesterday. Oh, you reign it. Today, come on. Oh, yes, I reign. Yesterday, yesterday. Your hand on your chest. Oh, yes, today. Come on, rain, rain. Amen. Oh, yesterday you reign. You reign it in my life. Oh, yesterday. Oh, I reign. You did it yesterday, you can do it again today. I told somebody that no pastor is going to stand before God with his church members. He's only going to stand before God with those that he led to receive eternal life. Because it's not every church member that will go to heaven. Father! I know so many of you here have received the Holy Ghost. I am looking at that person that is new in our midst. I am looking at that person that is long with us here but has not received eternal life. I am looking at that person that has been praying, Lord, give me eternal life. So that these things that I hear will not be used against me after the rapture. How many of them are here today, Lord? How many of them are here, Lord, today? Who are those with a stony heart that you want to turn to a heart of flesh? How many of them are here, Lord, coming to church every day, but they are still fornicating? They are still drinking beer and beer, Paulo. They are still lying and cheating. They are still stealing, Papa. How many of them are here? And yet you have their names in the book of life. How many of you decided today is their day, Lord? And I always tell every true children of God, don't wait for God to catch you the rough way. Don't let him to use sickness to save you. Don't let him to use frustration, poverty to save you. While his mercy is on now. How many more, Lord? I just want that one sheep, just one. If it is just one more, Lord, today. If it's just one, you will use this vigil. Even if it's just one, and I know there are more than one here whose names are written in the book of life. If their names are not there, they will locate this address. Over and again, I give you my life. Say it, how many of them? I give you my soul over and again. Over and again. I belong over and again. I give you my soul. Over and again. One of these days, I am saying it now. The rapture will strike. Salvation for Gentile will be over. The next thing you will expect is the great tribulation. The next thing you will see is the judgment of God. But his mercy is here. Somebody is pulling me. Who is it, Lord? Somebody wants to come to the altar. Who is the person? You are the person that sent me now to climb this pulpit. Who is the person? You want to give your life to Christ. Are you the one, brother? Come, kneel down and tell the Lord. You are the one. You're pulling me. You're pulling me. You want to come out. You're pulling me. You want to come out. Kneel down and tell the Lord. that you've decided to serve him, that should take over your life. How many more? I have decided. If you have given your life to Christ, say it. Say it if you have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn him back. Oh, not turn him. I have decided, oh, to follow Jesus. Oh, yes, I have decided. How many more have their names written in the book of life? To follow Jesus. That's a decision I've made. Lie, I will not turn back from this decision. Hallelujah. Decide. Oh yes. Talk to God. Talk to him as you kneel down at the altar. Say it, those of us who are born again. Say it, those of us who have made that decision. To follow Jesus. Oh yes, no turning back. Oh, no turning.